Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 4762.
Identify a person who has significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'll pick two. It's going to be my mother and my stepfather for two very different reasons. My stepfather was a pretty strict disciplinarian, and he really taught me, you know, he was also in construction. So he really showed me, you know, the power of hard work. He also kind of instilled in me that if you're going to do a job right, you got to, you know, do it well, do it the first time right. My mom, very caring person, really instilled a sense of family. My stepfather kind of had his demons, and the second half of his life, it was a bit challenging for the family, and it was my mom that kept us together. And it was mom that, you know, really gave the compassion and caring quality to us. So,
what do you aspire to be?
Definitely a good husband and a good father. You know, I don't need fame or riches or fortune. At the end of the day, if I'm that revered grandfather and everybody looks up to, that would make my life complete.
How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I think I'm a caring individual. My wife will attest I can be grumpy at times, but I do care for people very much, particularly on one-on-one. I think I'm smart and funny, I like to be seen as the provider for the family.
What types of things make you happy?
My daughters. I love spending time with them. I definitely enjoy my life, and certainly my wife. I spend a lot of time with them, and there's really no other place I'd rather be.
What types of things make you sad?
The news. It is, you know, it's hard to read, and I don't know why I do it every morning. I get up and I read the news, and it's really a bad start to the day, but because it's depressing. But other than that, I don't typically get sad very often. I think I have a very happy and fulfilling life. I'm very, very thankful for the things I have.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
That's a tough one. I guess my world is ever evolving. I came from a very happy childhood. And there's been a lot of trials and tribulations since then. But I think you need those trials and tribulations to learn from and grow from, right? You can either, turtle up and, just kind of give up on life, or you grow from it, right? And you become a better person from that. So, I embrace the challenges of my life, and I think I've become a better person because of it.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? And how did you develop this attribute?
I probably should have been a teacher looking back. I think one of the things that has helped me in my career is the ability to take really complex, ideas or thoughts and being able to communicate them in a very simple manner for others to understand. I guess I developed it because that's kind of how I had to learn. When I was trying to grasp very complex subjects, I would translate that into real life and some basic concepts around real life. And it makes it easier. It's amazing when you can really boil down a lot of really, really complex technical problems and translate them to just your everyday life. So.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I would say, caring for other folks and understand that the actions that you take affect others around you. Even the simple things, I think, sometimes bug me. For instance, you're in the parking lot of a grocery store and you see someone who finished their shopping cart, and instead of taking it back to the little cart area, they decide to leave it in their parking spot or stick it up on the grass. They don't realize you got some poor guy who's got to come out in the rain and collect all this stuff and put it back, right? So in my mind, you need to have that in your back of your mind and the actions you do and how they affect others. And I think if you care for other people, you start understanding that or you're aware of that.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
Talked a little about this, but certainly hard work, right? Nothing comes to you easy. You should have to work for everything you do. Education is key. Yeah, I like my girls to, their number one job, until they graduate is going to be making sure that they work hard in school and get a good education. Obviously, making sure that the job they do, they always do the best of their ability. Well, there's probably a bunch of honesty, right? You got to be honest with other people, but honest with yourself as well. That's just a few of them, I guess.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
I love vacationing with the family, and not even like really big trips, but even weekend trips, a few hours away, particularly the ones where you can kind of just get away, right? When you spend time with your family at home, a lot of times you get mired down and you got, clothes to do, you got the house to clean, you got job in the back of your mind. But when you kind of pull yourself out and stick yourself in a vacation setting and all that stuff kind of goes away, you really have some good quality focus time. It's really, really awesome.
What was the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why the gift was so special?
There's not really a single present or gift that sticks out. When I look back at birthdays or holidays, what really sticks out though is the family, extended family getting together. And that's really what I, when I look back at those, that's really what I cherish the most. The aunts, the uncles, the cousins. My extended family, we're really close, and when we can get together, it's just we really have a great time. So really, the present, I guess, the present would be, the present of family, the gift of family is what I cherish.
What are some activities you enjoyed in your childhood?
We had a lot of kids in the neighborhood, and we spent a lot of time outdoors. So a lot of sports, baseball, football, basketball. My friend had a pool, so we do a lot of swimming, and we play stuff like kick the can or cops and robbers and stuff. So really had a lot of fun there. I also picked up my interest in computer games and played my first Nintendo. My buddy had a Nintendo, and I couldn't get enough of it, much to his dismay. So I did like computer games, and actually it was because of that I started writing my first programs, computer programs, about fifth or sixth grade, and of course they were computer games as well as writing them. So I guess it started on early on in my life.
Do you have a favorite book, and what is it? What types of books do you enjoy, and do you have a favorite literary character?
Yeah, I've been pretty bad lately about reading. So, favorite book is hard. It's kind of evolved over time. I hate to admit it, and I'm not a 14-year-old girl, but the last one I actually read was Hunger Games. Which is good, certainly not. But I usually prefer nonfiction. My wife thinks it's completely boring. She reads books of avid reader, and it's always the fiction. But I do enjoy nonfiction. Some of my favorites, I guess, I've read. Biographies are great too. One of my favorites is biography of Ben Franklin. Really interesting guy. That kind of got me into a period where I was reading a whole bunch of Revolutionary War. That time period, a lot of writings there. Thomas Paine was really good. Thomas Jefferson as well. So I guess from that time period, really good. But usually the books I read are very nonfiction. Haven't read them lately. I've been doing more visual video type things, but
What is your favorite word and why?
I don't have any particular interest in one particular word. So yeah.
What is the last book you read, and who was your favorite character?
Yeah, that was the Hunger Games. So, a favorite character, I don't know. Maybe Katniss, I guess.
What was the last movie you saw, and did you like it?
Most of the movies I see are the romantic comedy variety because I'm usually watching with my wife, and I'll be honest with you, they kind of all blend together. So, they're funny. I like watching them. But yeah, we typically watch, the comedies. I like the really silly comedies like, The Hangover. I think, what was it, Bridesmaids was pretty funny, that kind of stuff. I do like other movies as well. My wife doesn't watch them very often. I like The Rocky. I like The Godfather. I like a lot of the, I like the Bourne movies are great. I just don't get a chance to watch a lot of those very often.
What type of sports do you like to watch?
Definitely football is number one, both college and pro. I do pick up, basketball games when they get the, closer to the finals. I do watch a lot of that. I'm also a huge fan of mixed martial arts, so I watch a pretty good amount of that.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I like landscaping. Spending time outdoors. The good thing about landscape is you can't mess it up. If something dies, you just rip it up, plant something else. It's pretty easy. It's not incredibly expensive as long as you're patient and don't mind buying the small plants. But you step back after a few years of chipping away at it, you can make something pretty beautiful. I did do a lot of recreational sports. Kind of moved on to doing. I'm a competitive person, but I kind of moved away from rec sports and been doing the obstacle courses, the Tough Mudders, that kind of stuff. I ran my first marathon last year, which is a terrible idea, and I'll never do it again. That's probably the most unhealthy thing you can do to your body, but I did it, bucket list thing. But probably my favorite hobby is by far backpacking. So I started that, it's probably been like 10 years now. Started out just in the local state parks, and since then, really branching out to some of the really big national parks, spending, 5, 6, 7 days out in the middle of nowhere with a buddy of mine. And particularly in the mountains, but every time we go out there, we come back and just have amazing stories, seeing things that most people never see in their lives. Not a thrill junkie by any means, but there's certainly things that happen out there that, do build a lot of good stories and, some harrowing things happen out there when you don't have a lifeline and you're, 3 days hike from anyone. So,
Are you a creative person? And if so, how do you express your creativity?
I'm a creative person. I like to think of myself as a bit of an inventor. So I think my creativity is trying to fix the Rubik's Cube. How do you take a really, tough problem and make it easier, make it better? I guess that's it. I do have some eye for color. Unfortunately, I've been stuck doing stuff like PowerPoint decks and stuff at work. But I don't I like to downplay that a bit because that's not exactly what I would enjoy. So.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
I don't like those questions because you're either you feel egotistical answering them or just completely deluded because you pick someone who you don't look like and everybody's like, sure, yeah, that should be you. My wife says either Kevin Bacon or Marky Mark or Mark Wahlberg. I'll have to wholeheartedly disagree with those, but that's what she says. So.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, or risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced, and its impact on you.
Yeah, that's I guess the biggest risk that I've taken. So I guess in high school, I had a pretty challenging relationship with my stepfather, and at the same time, I played football, and that kept me out of trouble for the most part in high school. But near the end of high school, football ended. My relationship with my stepfather kind of unraveled a bit, and I was kind of in a bad place, hanging out with the bad folks, not doing the right things. And I think the biggest risk I took was deciding to go to college several thousand miles away, where I didn't know anyone. I just needed to get out. Just a little thing in the back of my mind said, it's time to go your own way. So I did. So I picked up, went to college, several thousand miles away, all by myself. And I remember that first night in my dorm room, looking up and at the ceiling and thinking, what in the world did I get myself into? But it was definitely a growing experience and exactly what I needed. And I think it was, it put me on a better path. So.
Choose a prominent person, living or deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I'm gonna cheat on this a little bit. I don't think he's necessarily a prominent person by any means. But he is deceased. My great uncle. One of the regrets I had is I never really had a good chance to talk to him. He was in the military. He was in D-Day. And he actually got shot in D-Day and had was in the military for a while. Really interesting guy. He also spent many years touring. He actually ended up buying a bookstore and spent time living overseas in France. Just a really, really interesting guy. He was married five times, which not exactly what I'd like to highlight, but interesting nonetheless. And I'm sure there's some stories there. But I never really got a chance to talk to him much about his life and his experiences. So yeah, that would definitely be the person on my list.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
I guess my first experience that sticks in my head is the first really big backpacking trip that I went on. It was I look back now, it wasn't quite as big as some of the ones I've gone on afterward, but it was in a different state. It was in the mountains, thousands. It was I think it was a we topped out about 11,000 feet. And it was 4 day loop, a 4.5 day loop. And it was about into day two, I guess it was maybe day three. We were beaten up, we were tired, and we had crossed this creek. I made the option to not take my shoes or socks off. I hadn't eaten in 3 days. I'm getting somewhere here with this, but I hadn't eaten in 3 days because of altitude sickness. I wasn't ready for that. We hadn't really hiked quite that high in an area trip, so I hadn't eaten in 3 days. Altitude sickness. We waded through a bunch of water, so I was soaked. And then something I learned about some of this wilderness is the temperature dropped about 40 degrees. A storm came in, pummeled us, and eventually just hit me. I was on the edge of hypothermia, shaking violently, and I couldn't go any further. Thank goodness my buddy, threw up a tent, cooked some soup, had a fire going in a matter of, as quick as he could. But during that time, it was just, all kinds of things go through your mind about your family, how much you love them and miss them. And things come into perspective. You forget about all this stuff and you start thinking about the things that matter to you. So I had a big experience, and obviously it didn't make me shy away from any future trips. So went right back out there the next couple of months, but that first experience was really got me hooked on going out there because it really helps you center yourself.
Recall an occasion when you took a risk that you now know was the right thing to do.
How about getting back together with my future wife? Met my wife in 8th grade. In high school, I had to move away from my parents, with my parents. So we were gone for about 4 years. When I went to college, I ended up getting back together with her. She was kind of really my rock. through the hard times, trying to get over, some of the family issues that I had, and being, completely away and college and stuff. And even in college, I had some tumultuous times, and had probably too much fun in college, and it was her that ended up saying, I'm done. She walked away from me, and she was like, you need to get your head screwed on straight. And it was then, after a few months, I realized how lonely I was and how much I missed her. So I spent, I don't know, 9 months, a year, continued to pursue her, and thank goodness she finally said yes. Now, granted, it took us about 10 more years for me to propose to her, and then we got married. But I am extremely happy now, and she's my best friend. So,
What quality would you most like to see flourish, and which would you like to see wither?
I'll start with the wither first. I can get very reserved in front of people I don't know. So if I go to, someone's house, or to a gathering or someone, sometimes I have a tendency to kind of, to be very reserved and have a hard time having conversations and stuff. So I'd really like to be much more outgoing, with new people. What I'd like to flourish, I think, is, I guess my creativity. When I really get into it, in certain areas of my job, I can get into a creative aspect of it, and I really enjoy that, and I could spend just days and days creating something new. So I hope, that part of me continues to develop over time. So
Why did you choose management as your line of work?
it kind of chose me. I was a microbiology graduate. I wanted to go into the medical field. Actually, I wanted to go epidemiology, do the whole Ebola thing, which is, relevant right now. Loved wanted to do that stuff. Sadly, I was near the end of my college. I was having the hardest time finding a job. I had resumes all over the place. Couldn't find anything. Ended up saying, okay, I'm gonna get a short-term job at a technology company, taking phone calls. And I'll do that for a little while until we figure out what we're going to do. Well, I was at that company for 11 years. when I was, I went from taking phone calls to software development, program management, and so on. And so there's areas of it that I like. The software development can be very creative, and certainly the communication skills, or being able to simplify complex problems, is definitely good. So I get to that part of my brain is great. I can tweak that. Not entirely sure I like the whole politics and the management aspect of it, but that's how I landed there. Yeah. So,
What do you find most interesting about your work?
particularly, especially when you have a manager who lets you go and do the right thing, gives you a big problem and kind of walks away and says they'll be back in 6 months, and you tell me what the problem with this, fix is, right? So being able to go in, working with the team, building something new no one's ever seen before, and watching, whatever metric you're trying to improve, watching that improve, right? So I'm a numbers guy. So anytime I can build something and see numbers go up or numbers go down, it's pretty fulfilling. It's rewarding to know that you're moving the needle.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing with regards to work, family, or travel?
If I had my wish, I'd be retired, but that's probably never gonna happen. But yeah, I would like to be, financially secure. I'll go the easy route from a job perspective. I'm not looking to change careers and that kind of stuff, although it would be nice if I could. But that's where I, from a career perspective, I think that's the career is a way to have a better life in family. I think, from family perspective, love to see my girls do really well in school. Maybe going into college. Hopefully following my alma mater, but we'll see how that pans out. Really seeing them grow, that would be awesome. Travel, yes, I'd love to travel. I would like to be in a position where we could travel a lot more, so we dial down the work a little bit, more, and dial up the traveling a little bit more. That would be nice. So,
What do you love most about your wife?
she's very caring and compassionate, and I think, she's awesome. Taking care of me and the girls. Every time, if we get down, we've had a hard day, she's the one that comes and brings us back up. She cares about other people around her. I think, sometimes I can get, I don't know, I'll say grumpy or downtrodden, and I almost get annoyed with people sometimes. And she's the one that comes in and says, brings you back to earth, and really helps me. She makes me a better person, really. So,
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
well, I'm doing it for my family. We've had some challenges financially. I hate to say that that's a driver, but to be honest, it is. So this is a way to get to a point where we're more financially stable. And we will be. We got a good plan in place, but at the end of the day, I want to be able to provide for my family. I want my girls to have every opportunity available to them. So, having said that, though, this is a very rewarding opportunity as well. I know how much family means to me, and my daughters mean to me, and being able to give that to someone else, that's awesome. So I'm happy to be a part of it, and looking forward to continuing it.
Is there a message you would like to add for recipients or offspring listening to this interview?
I definitely want to wish them well in their lives. I hope great things are to come. I think, what I would like to do is hopefully, these people would take away what I've taken away from life. You're going to have good times and bad, and the bad times you learn from and you grow from, and it makes the good times even better.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 4762.